The call to repentance is all over the Holy Scriptures. The American church system is void of the word repentance and biblical meaning actually doing it. But the call to repent is all over Scripture. And it means to turn from your ways, change your mind. Look at all over in the Scriptures, Acts 17, repent. Luke 13, 3, Jesus' first ministry words, repent or perish. The Bible calls us to repent, turn our ways towards the one true living God, and be transformed. You need to have your mind and your heart transformed. If you're living like the world, you're set for the wrath of God. You need a new life. You need a new heart. You need a new mind. That's what the new life is. It's not some religious thing. Many Americans claim to be born again. Many Americans claim to be born again, but they are not born again of the biblical gospel. They don't have the fruit of being born again. If you're born again, your heart and your mind has been transformed and you desire holiness and righteousness. You don't desire that which is of the flesh. You don't desire that which is of the world. Holiness and righteousness marks God's people. In fact, the Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Unless you're holy, folks, set apart for God, you have to come out of the world and you have to walk in His word and His ways. Unless that happens to you, folks, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You can think you live for God. You can think you're going to go to be with Him. You can think you're of God. But here's the problem. Satan has deceived people with false spirits, false religions. The churches are false. The culture lies to you and tells you God loves everybody. No, He doesn't. He loved in Jesus Christ one time. Unless you're born of Him and following Him in obedience, you have no hope. Let's talk about a few American platitudes. The unconditional love of God. It's not found anywhere in Scripture. The condition is repent, come out of the world, and follow Christ. Let's talk about once saved, always saved. Let's talk about once saved, always saved. It's not found anywhere in the Scriptures. The Bible says you must endure in a saving faith. Let's talk about easy believism. That you just believe and you're going to make it to the kingdom of God. That's not what the Scriptures teach. The Scriptures teach a living, saving faith that calls you out of the world, that calls you to an allegiance, that calls you to holiness and righteousness, that calls you to goodness and truth. That's what the Bible calls you to. You're being deceived by the culture, your flesh, and false church if you think you could be of the world and of a holy Savior, Jesus Christ. You can't be of the world and Christ. You got to repent and come out of the world. Lest you live separate, you have no hope of eternity to come, neighbor. God's going to separate His sheep from the goats. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. Are you following the voice of God? Are you following Him in righteousness? Are you following Him, losing your life? Jesus said in Matthew 10, lest you lose your life, you're not going to find Him. Find your life, you lose it. Lose your life, you'll find it. Yeah. Let's go walk up here. Test yourself. What are you living for, Americans? walking through the Seafood Expo. Food, fun, and frivolity. Jesus is so holy and righteous and worthy to lift up. The shed blood of Jesus is your only hope, folks. The wrath of God is coming. We're in the last days. Unless you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. We're just walking through the seafood festival. We already walked through an art festival, and we're just telling the truth about how to find eternal life. We're loving our neighbor. Everybody's awash in sin and worldliness, but you can find eternal life if you're willing to lose your life and seek Christ. He shed his blood and he made a narrow way, but you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. You have to become a child of God, otherwise you're a child of Satan, which is this world. Jesus said if you can't hear the words of God, Satan is your father. Jesus said your father is Satan if you can't hear the word of God. Go read the book of John 8. He's not a liar. He's truthful. We love our neighbor even when they throw the finger at us. We love our neighbor. You got to repent, sir. You got to come out of your drinking ways and your wickedness. You got to come out. I used to be a drunk. I used to be a partier. I'm no better than anyone, but I've been changed by the Spirit of God. We're not Pharisees. We're not hypocrites. We don't tell you to do what we haven't done. We lost our lives to follow Jesus Christ. You got to lose your life. You got to come out of your sin and your worldliness. You got to come out of drinking and partying. You got to come out of false churchianity. You got to come out of pride and vanity. You got to come out of idleness. Come out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. There's no hope in the culture, neighbors. There's no hope in living for your flesh. There's no hope in following cultural standards. There's no hope in any of this, but there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is hope in this glorious Lord who made a narrow way for us. There is hope and truth and life everlasting. Eternity is coming. What side of the judgment will you be on judgment day? You see, Christ makes a narrow way, and he warns that the world is on the broad road to destruction. The broad road to destruction. We warn about it all the time. If you live on the broad road, the world is the broad road. Jesus can't help you. The one true Savior can't help you. His atonement can't help you. But if you turn, forsake your sin. The gospel is simple, but it may not be easy. The shed blood of Jesus will rescue you. His resurrection will defeat death for you. Repentance will turn you in the right direction. Change your mind, change your ways. Be born again. It gives you the spirit that you need of God to walk out this faith life and endure to the end in holiness and righteousness. This is the path, neighbor. But you're on the broad road to destruction. There is no path outside of Christ and the gospel. Your idle lives, your worldliness, your sin. I had to turn and forsake all of that. I had to come out of the world. I had to be ye transformed. I love that, talking about the transformed life. I love that, talking about God infusing his spirit in you. I love that about God cleansing your heart and your mind, that you could become a new creation. I love that God is so merciful and gracious. He'll grant you a pardon if you'll surrender your life. But if you live your own life, you get no pardon. If you live for the world, you get no pardon. If you live in the flesh, you get no pardon. If you live in churchianity, false ways, that's every church system, you get no pardon. If you love the things of the world, you get no pardon. It's all going to perish. It's all going to turn to dust. If you hold on to this life, you're going to lose it. If you lose it for Christ, you'll find it in eternity. This is the promise. Jesus is not a liar. He's coming back again. The world is set for the tribulation that the Bible promised. Israel is surrounded, hated by its enemies. She's a nation once again. China, Russia, Egypt, Iran, ready to destroy her. Yet God will defend his people. The tribulation is going to come. The Antichrist will rise up. The Pope will be on the Antichrist side. The world religions will form into one pagan world religion. The world will fall into great darkness and tribulation. What will become of you, neighbor? Which side of God's wrath are you going to fall on? Wrath is coming. Repent and seek the kingdom. Jesus, merciful and loving. Jesus, a glorious Savior. Jesus, victory over sin and death. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Unless you believe that, unless you're living that, unless you're following that, you have no hope, neighbor. Ponder that this day. It's why we come into the broad road. I used to party at these places. Now I come into the broad road to preach this gospel, to call you to new life and salvation rather than the wrath of God. Glory to Jesus Christ on this day.